From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama told Britain's Prince Harry one danger of the internet is that people can have entirely different realities and surround themselves in information that reinforces their current biases. Harry interviewed Obama in September for Wednesday's broadcast on BBC Radio. The former U.S. leader, who left office in January after serving 8 years, said it is important that online communities move offline and allow people to get to know each other. He also added that in person it is more difficult to be as obnoxious and cruel as people can be online. The United States levied additional sanctions on two of North Korea's most prominent officials involved in its missile program. Ryan Brooks has more.
The U.S. Treasury said it's all part of a, quote, maximum pressure campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that next month Russia's led peace talks in Sochi have broad support and are meant to lay the groundwork for a UN-brokered peace process. However, 40 Syrian rebel groups said they would not attend those talks. This is VOA News. Wednesday, a Myanmar court extended the detention of two journalists working for Reuters news agency by more than 2 weeks. Hua Lone and Ja Sa U arrived at the courthouse and were greeted by reporters and family members. Hua Lone said the pair were just doing their reporting jobs and did not violate journalistic ethics. It was the first time the pair had been allowed to meet with family members since they were arrested in December. They are accused of violating the Official Secrets Act, which is punishable by up to 14 years in prison for acquiring important secret papers from two police officers. A trial date is scheduled for January 10th. Liberians are anxiously awaiting the results of a presidential runoff election. National Elections Chairman Jerome Corcoya said the process went well.
So far, the election process and voting in the presidential runoff election has been smooth. And there are marked improvements on the 10th October 2017 election day.
Vice President Joseph Boakai and former soccer star George Weah are running to succeed President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after serving 12 years as Africa's first elected female leader. Bronwyn Bonito reports that South Korean prosecutors have demanded a 12-year prison term for Samsung's jailed billionaire heir, Lee Jae-yong. We are having some technical difficulties here. He continues to maintain his innocence as lawyers appeal his conviction on bribery charges. In August, a lawyer court sentenced Lee to 5 years in prison for offering bribes to former South Korean President Park Geun-hye after her confidant and her confidant while Park was in office. South Korean prosecutors had originally requested a 12-year prison term, and now both the prosecutors and Lee are appealing that ruling. South Korea's Yonhap news agency cited the court as saying it will issue a ruling on Lee on February 5th, but calls to the court went unanswered. Spain's central government may block Catalan secessionists from forming a new regional government despite their victory in last week's local elections. Central authorities could use the incarceration of and exile of a score of top secessionist lawmakers to neutralize their edge in parliament. They could also apply direct rule provisions to leverage a unionist coalition government headed by center-right leader Inés Arrimadas, who won the largest share of the votes. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy hinted at such a plan last week. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.